Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper. I'm very happy to sit with you today. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair, the equally spiritual chair. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. A couple things before we begin. First, I apologize if it's a little messy around here. I am moving from my studio outside of my home, which is a little space right out there, back to home. I'm going to have my office at home. So that's where I am. Everything's kind of in transition. So I apologize if it's a little busy back there. So the other thing I want to mention is that you may have been expecting to hear from me once a month, because that's what it says on my website, sign up for one meditation a month. But when the pandemic kicked in the United States in March, I really felt very strongly that I wanted to be in closer contact, that we needed each other. So I went to sending you stuff once a week, meditation once a week. And I thought, oh, well, wait, July, that'll all be done. And so I was imagining going back to once a month, but ixnay, I'd like to send you a new meditation once a week, at least through the end of the year, because it's a very intense time. It's very difficult, and we need each other. And the most important thing, or the thing that uplifts me the most, is knowing that I am not alone. So I want to tell you right now, you are not alone. You are not alone in what you want for this world. You are not alone in what you see as wrong. You are right. And you are not alone in longing for a good and sane world, which I believe we can create together. And to me, meditation is a very important piece of the foundation upon which a good world can be built, because it gives us the ability to see clearly, to remain open-hearted, even when there's vast aggression around us. And it's not a sweet practice that makes you feel all love and light, although it is by the same token, but it is also a gesture of fierce willingness to open to the world as it is and remain open-hearted and open-minded and committed to bringing more goodness, which doesn't mean more sappiness. It means more genuineness and more connection. Anyway, meditation is important, suffice to say. So last week I talked to you about right view, which is the first of the eight steps along the Eightfold Path. And this week I want to talk to you about the second one, right intention. And then for the next 6 weeks after six weeks, we'll look at each step in turn. So you don't have to go back and listen to right view, though. I'll just say briefly, right view means something like knowing, seeing, realizing the inseparable nature of all phenomena. It doesn't mean learning that. It means knowing that. You and I are not different. We're not separate. There is a single unified reality, according to the wisdom traditions, and the right view is that. I can't really explain it any more than that, because right view is beyond concept. It is beyond duality, and one must have some sense of duality to explain anything, because I am explaining that. But here, such explanations only point to the moon. They are not the moon. So something to contemplate. When you hold the right view, the right intention arises organically. And what is this right intention? So it means probably what we all think it means, trying to be a good person and do more good in the world. But that's not enough, I don't think. That's not dimensional enough. So let's break right intention down a little bit before we sit. So you can look at it in sort of three ways. the first part of right intention is letting go of what you hope will happen or what you fear might happen. Because when you walk into a situation already hoping for this and fearing that, it's very hard to see what's going on accurately. So releasing hope and fear, opening, relaxing, is a really great foundation of right intention. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's important. And then once you're in a situation, let's say, and you're willing to release the grip of hope and fear, we still come into a situation with expectations beyond hope and fear, or including hope and fear, which are, I want to accomplish this. So when I go into a situation, I'm going to look for opportunities to accomplish that. Or I am a football coach. So when I go into a situation, I'm going to look for other people who are interested in football or people who might be good at playing football. So in other words, we walk in conditioned, which is completely normal because we're human beings. But the right intention also includes letting go of that, or at least becoming aware of it, so that you're not just seeing what you through your own lens, but you're seeing. And then finally, there is the piece that we might expect, as mentioned, which is the wish to be of benefit, the wish to bring more goodness into whatever situation you find yourself in. And I want to be clear that bringing more goodness doesn't mean, hello, my little sweet bunny. It doesn't necessarily mean being all nice. It doesn't mean calming everyone down, going, hey, can't we all get along? Sometimes it does, because those are really important things. But love and light are only one possible way of bringing more benefit. Because sometimes bringing more benefit means calling out what you see that is wrong or harmful. Sometimes bringing benefit means getting angry, like, cut that out. Sometimes bringing more benefit is accomplished by doing nothing, not time, just witnessing. So in all cases, right intention is rooted in a kind of wakefulness. And how do we come by that wakefulness? Well, we're fixing to do it right now, because the practice of meditation is the discovery and further cultivation of that very wakefulness. So let's do it. Yeah, you can take a little rest. So begin your practice, please, by just relaxing. You can forget everything I just said. And sit up straight. And you can look around and see where you are. Oh, I'm right here, actually. And I'm not trying to get anywhere, because there's nowhere else but right here. So notice where you are. Let yourself land on your cushion or chair, and let yourself further feel heavy from the waist down and light from the waist up. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, and they're just resting. You guys, take it easy. Let the front body soften. Let your belly relax. Let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed. Why? Because you don't have to talk. And that is a luxury. And that is delicious. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to offer anything. You don't have to contribute. You can just be silent. And that is Fantastic. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose. You are already breathing. Just keep doing that, please. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or 2 meters or less, depending on where your screen is. And let the eyes be soft, resting at a spot in front, but not reaching out for it. In fact, just allow whatever you're seeing to come toward you, as it were. So that there's a sense of receiving through the eyes rather than seeking. Your mind will continue to make thoughts because that's what it does. It's no problem. The majority of your thoughts will just come and go on their own, and you do not have to do anything about that. Whether there are a lot or a few doesn't matter. Just relax. And if you notice that your attention has become so absorbed in thought that you have forgotten about your breath, you have no longer have any awareness of it. Excellent. That's a wakeful moment. So see that. Label that moment thinking. You're thinking. And just let go. Let go. Come back to the feeling of the body breathing, feeling the in-breath and feeling the out-breath, which is different than noticing. Feeling and noticing are different, and here we're feeling. And begin again with this in-breath and this out-breath. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you so much for practicing with me. And thank you also so much for practicing together. The Open Heart Project is a source of great joy for me. I hope it is for you as well. So I'll see you next week. In the meantime, be well, be safe, stay strong. You're not alone.